You're listening to The Craig Carlisle Show.
104.5 WPJP.
Parker J. Cole Entertainment.
What up, Ms. Parker?
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Craig Carlisle Show. Hope you guys are having a good time this morning. I know I am. We have a couple different things going on this morning. We're going to have a guest call in on the phone. We have Dr. Sherilyn Payton. I call her doctor. You know, some people call her coach. Whatever you need to call her is what you need to call her, right? As long as you don't call her late for the show or late for dinner. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
And in studio we have Miss Joanne Hoy. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am outstanding. A little pressed. This has been an interesting morning. A little rushed around. I've been to two excursions across town today.
Oh, really?
Picking up kids, trying to go to events, trying to be festive and live life. And I get a little anxious with them sometimes when they try to do this on my schedule.
Oh, okay.
I've got stuff
to do. I like how it works.
But you got to love it. So it's all about today's topic, which is, man, thank God this is over.
Thank God.
Yeah, and it's like dealing with the post-holiday syndrome type of thing. And so, you know, if you're anything like me, I get tired after the holidays.
Yeah.
I had that whole thought this year of I just needed to get through dinner.
And did you?
I made it through dinner.
Okay.
Well, no, I shouldn't say that. I made it through the preparation of dinner. I didn't make it through dinner.
What do you mean you didn't make it through dinner?
Well, see, I was so geared with how do I make dinner? How do I make everything prepped? How do I get everything the way I wanted it? And I just wanted to be excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't get my mind set and ready for the actual dinner itself, the sitting through, the eating of the meal, the laughing, the festivities portion. I got to the setting up of the table. I got to all the dishes being laid out. I got to the spoons being set in the right, you know, dish and the entree and the sides. I got to there. But actually sitting down to eat, I was so exhausted.
So did you enjoy your meal?
I enjoyed the food. So there's a, to me, and you can look at me like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
There's a difference. But ask me, did I enjoy the meal?
Correct.
I think of the whole aspect of the sitting with the, you know, the friends.
So
that
the
came
whole
over.
Interaction. With
yeah,
people.
I didn't make any interaction.
You didn't make any interactions?
I did. I made some, because there was, you know, it was good people that were there,
correct.
Right? And so I was calling you to get you to come over as
right.
well. And I mean, I was wanting to be there. But I felt this whole total whoosh of exhaustion hit me just before I made my plate.
Oh, wow.
After we said the blessing for the food, and I got the kids all set, and they're all, you know, kind of moved. Because we, you know, you saw the pictures we
yeah.
did on social media. We did the whole serving table with the tablecloths and the serving trays
wow.
and all that stuff.
That was amazing.
Yeah, and I got to there, and I have to be totally honest with you, there was a portion while the kids were still going and fixing their plates that I had to just sit down.
Wow.
And I sat and watched them. So some of the pictures I took were of while I was
sitting. Oh,
because
wow.
I became...
Blah.
Well, no, I became lightheaded.
Oh, my
sweating
goodness.
Sweating profusely. I was definitely
wow.
lightheaded and off balance. So I had to
sit.
And when the rest of the time of sitting, nobody really understood
what was going on.
Because I hadn't made any big deal about it. And people were like, oh, you need to come make your plate, come and eat. But I said, hold on. So I kind of played it off. I didn't want to make a big deal about it. But I tell you, Joe, physically
exhausted. Oh, my God.
And
oh
I was just like, okay, I got there. And I remember asking the Lord, it's like, you know, what is this all about? Because I've never really, I mean, I've been exhausted before, but I've never really had that kind of a deal where I really didn't understand where I was. And the response I got in the spirit was, you didn't ask to get through the day. Your focus was getting through the meal prep.
Wow.
And that's all you drove to. So as far as I knew, my body knew, we made it.
Right. He had gone through the finish line, first place. Cheers all around.
Cheers all around.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't ask to get through the day. So if you're out there like me, you know, wondering why the holidays ring you out so much and wondering why you're just exhausted at the end of an event, that you really have to gear your mind up to what you're asking for, what you're really trying to do. What's the goal you have for the holidays? Are you just trying to exist? Are you just trying to to make it to the end, or are you trying to thrive and actually enjoy? So my goal is, you know, how do we make it through this holiday doldrums and things like that, and how do we know, and thank God it's over. Well, I don't want to be like, thank God this is over.
Right, you want to have some sweet memories.
Exactly.
You want to be able to enjoy and hear what people are saying about the meal and what the conversation is at the table. You don't want to be sitting there as a zombie zonked out.
Exactly.
Wow, that's, yeah, that's
exactly.
deep.
Yeah. And so people like yourself and myself who've experienced loss, a lot of our day is spent already dealing with the loss.
Right. Or
right.
trying to mask it.
Or trying to mask it.
Right.
And trying to get ready and be ready and trying to get our whole life together. So my goal is in trying to get my whole life together, you have to really be intentional about where you are with life. And if you're not intentional with where you are with life and just try to pretend like the day is just every day. And it's not
every day. It's not.
You know,
no, it's not.
You got to be real about it. We're going to take a very quick break and really get back and start to unpack this thing. And, you know, if you're anything like us and you feel like, hey, I'm just glad this is over. I want it to go by. I'm not going to tell you that you're right or wrong. I'm just going to tell you this way. It's about time that some of us got back to really, really enjoying our holidays. And not just the holidays, but enjoying every day. And we'll be right back after this short break. And talk more about our holidays and what we're going to do to thrive and what we're going to do to really unpack where we are and spend some time getting to know who we are, where we are as a person, and go from there. You listen to The Craig Carlisle Show, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to My Dad on The Craig Carlisle Show, 104.5 WPJC, Parker J. Cole Entertainment. Listening to My Dad on The Craig Carlisle Show, 104.5 WPJC.
How do you avoid pitfalls that will disrupt your life? My office is very good with helping families protecting assets, building wealth, college flexible plans, tax-free retirement, and so much more. I am Jontrice Wells with World Financial Group, licensed to help million-dollar families, businesses, and everyone in between. You can contact me at 951-757-4202 or email me at jw.nofamilyleftbehind@gmail.com. I'm about your family.
Hey everyone, my name is Eric Tomlinson with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate, where we design the sale of your home around you. With our nationwide network of agents, you and your family are at the center of every decision, conversation, and step of the journey to your next home. From hello to congratulations, selling your home with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate is designed to both learn and surpass your expectations. Call me today at 951-970-6727 so we at the Tomlinson Group can begin surpassing your expectations today. We want to work for you.
You're listening to My Dad on The Craig Carlisle Show. Are you listening?
Are you listening?
I'm listening. The question is, are you listening?
Sometimes.
Why aren't you listening all the time?
I don't know.
The show ain't all the time.
And welcome back to The Craig Carlisle Show. And I hope you're having a great time. Great time. I know I am. Already having a great time. Mouth is dry and everything. I got my bottle of water here. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. On the phone, we've got Coach Peyton. Coach, you out there?
I am. Hey, Craig. Hey, Joanne.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
So how was your Thanksgiving, Coach? How did you make it through it? And I know you're the coach, so I know the coach always has some great words of insight and getting through stuff.
Well, that doesn't mean I've always got it all together, but I will share some things with you that I've learned to do for myself that make life, holidays, and every day so much better. And it just has to do with setting good, healthy boundaries for me. I had a wonderful holiday, in answer to your question. Spent time with my children. I cooked here at the house and took food to them so that they could enjoy it. So I just, again, you know, I don't overstay my welcome. I don't cook more than what I can manage and navigate and still hold on to my peace. And so I just kind of tell everybody what my rules are and expectations, and maybe that's a little hardcore when it comes to holidays, but that's just kind of how I live my life every day, so I don't really change it up a whole lot during the holidays.
But I think that's the key, though, because you've set the healthy boundaries. And I,
yeah,
there's probably a lot of people out there like me who don't do such a thing. You know, I'm the yes guy. I'm the how can I help you and what else can we do today to make your experience brighter versus realizing that sometimes that's at the expense of my own experience.
Yeah, and even when I asked you, and I wished you happy Thanksgiving and everything, and I texted you, and I saw all the pictures of all the food and everything that you were doing, I was kind of like, whoa, yeah, I probably can't do that.
It was tough.
So,
you know,
but
for me,
I was excited
was
for you.
Afterwards. Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. The cleanup afterwards was, you know, but what I had to also, when you talk about setting goals, I had to do the dishes in increments where I signed the kids.
Yeah, because I'm sure
there
was a lot.
Oh, yeah, because I was going to do it all by myself.
That's hard.
And I was like, oh,
yeah.
You know what? No, we let the kids do what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Set the dishwasher to going, and then I'll take care of their pots. And we really had washed along the way. But when we did that, it made the day and the evening that much easier, so much easier.
So, Craig, I've actually wanted to ask you something. I did hear part of you and Joanne's conversation before I got on to the actual call. And one of the things, and I guess this question is to both of you, but so when you're still having, you know, a space in your life where you're needing to grieve, process, manage new experiences that you hadn't had to have on your own before, those kinds of things, do you actually have an agenda for how to, I guess, approach that during the holidays? Do you have anything that you focus on, particularly for how to?
We'll then let the joke go.
Joanne?
Hey.
Okay.
I usually, for like this Thanksgiving, it's since it's kind of new, I'm used to having family around. And so probably around July or August, I'm aware that the end of the year is coming. And I need to start thinking what I would like to do or what I want to endure. Maybe that's the better of it. And, this year was a little different. Usually I try to go home, which is Detroit or Chicago, and spend time there with family on the mother's side. And, you know, so that's kind of nice. At the same time, Thanksgiving is probably going to always be a little bit sensitive to me because Thanksgiving is this Thanksgiving is my mother's birthday. So as I'm strategizing what I need to do, I'm still, you know, trying to realize that the days are the same and family and the things that Thanksgiving means as far as coming together as a family and loving and having those loving moments, whether it's laughing, giggling, going to the movies, or whatever it is, that's all changed. And so I do put together an agenda. Sometimes for me, what I do is I go visit the beach and I'll send some text to some friend and say that I'm listening to the poetry that the ocean is spinning to me at the time. And I'll sit and I'll listen and I'll reflect. And I'll walk the beach, and I'll do that for a while, and then maybe I'll do something else, and maybe I'll decide maybe I can go visit friends. But it's kind of like that calming for me to visit the ocean. So the ocean is kind of like my agenda for a lot of different things. It works for me.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how I approach it. But if I'm not physically in town, then I am with family. Is still kind of a sad point because all of us are missing whatever my mother did. And so, but I'm surrounded by family members. When that's not happening, it's usually me in the ocean having some poetry that we share together.
Now, for me,
I like that.
Oh, go ahead. So for me.
Oh, no, I was just saying to Joanne that I like that, her approach, and I know we all have a different thing. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Craig.
Oh, no problem. So for me, I had to be really intentional because I've been feeling, I guess as Lord's been giving me the analogy and the picture of myself being this big 49-year-old baby laying on the floor in diapers and the little frilly booties and a bonnet and a pacifier on my mouth, on my stomach, just pounding my fists and feet to the floor, angry because of where I'm at. Meaning I have to be the one to plan. I have to be the one to be intentional and just mad. But the whole analogy there was, as soon as you stop crying and get beyond yourself, then you can get up, wipe your face, and go on and plan the day. And so this year, we actually started, in fact, I recruited Joanne to go with me to get Christmas decorations.
From Hobby Lobby.
From Hobby Lobby, a store in town, 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. About 2 to 3 weeks.
And we started there, having to be intentional with prepping for Christmas so the kids could already have that thought that this is going to be better than last year. And that carried right over to Thanksgiving, where I knew that I was going to cook certain things and I wanted it to be a certain way, especially in this new place where we're living. We don't live in the place where we did last year, that we all hated and despised the very thought of being there. So I wanted the kids to have a better experience, even with Thanksgiving. So I had to be intentional. And I told a couple of them that if I didn't become and stay vigilant and stay intentional, I'd have stayed in the bed. And I just let it pass. But it wasn't fair to them anymore to just let holidays pass and be blah and ho-hum and ugly. I wanted them to have new experiences and have that joy about the holidays again. And they seemed to. And I think that's definitely how I've been able to make it through. And it just was exhausting and overwhelming at the end. I'm not sad about being, you know, getting to the dinner table. And I did enjoy the food, but I enjoyed the nap afterwards as well.
Oh, naps are a blessing from God. I just say, you know, naps are wasted on infants because they don't know how to appreciate them. They take lots of them, but they really don't understand how to appreciate a good nap.
The sleep. Let it be said.
Yeah.
Glory.
So we're all in agreement that a holiday nap is the icing on the cake.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and the thing that helped me the most too is now I enjoyed the company that I had, the friends and family that came over, but I also had prayed to the Lord. Okay, Lord, I need for my company to leave a little earlier than they would normally have left because I need some time for me afterwards. And you know what's funny?
Kirk. I'm sorry. I have a funny story I want to ask you guys about with that.
Okay. Okay. So the funny thing is, you know, the group that came, they're normally, you know, they'd already stayed over the night before. And normally I wasn't expecting them to leave till closer to 12 or 1 in the morning. But the Lord is funny. And I'm learning that if you ask him for sincere, fearless prayers and requests, he answers them. We finished that dinner by 7 o'clock. Those folks were on their way out the door. I'm talking about 7 o'clock p.m.
Wow.
So much so that I was like, you're leaving already? And I was, like, sad that they were leaving so early. But they were like, no, we were getting tired, too. They had a little bit of a drive ahead of them. They wanted to get home and rest themselves.
And have time to themselves.
Yeah.
And the same thing.
Oh, it was awesome.
Nice.
And I love them, but I love God even more. I'm like, you gave everybody what they needed. And I'm thankful for that.
That's cool.
That is.
Your story. Share it, please.
Well, I had a gathering at my home a couple of years ago, and a couple of my girlfriends, they had come into town, and that was their first experience with me in my home for an overnight stay. My two girlfriends had drove up from Atlanta. And I had already kind of, you know, we were on a show together. We used to do a blog talk show as well called What's Your Story? And so they were pretty familiar with some of my boundaries because I did a show called Boundaries. But it was funny having them in my space and having them to experience it, you know, apart from meals and us getting out and doing some activities together. And I made some adjustments because they were in my space and I wanted them to feel welcome at home. So I gave them full run of the house, here are the keys to the car if you got errands you need to run. And I kind of stuck with my routine. I said, okay, ladies, I'm kind of on overload now. So I need a nap and some quiet time. So I'm going to go in my room and you guys can do whatever you need to do. And because I had shared with them why I do those things, they didn't give me any pushback. They didn't feel like I was any less of a wonderful host. But I realized when I started sharing that story with people who hadn't experienced me up close and personal, they were like, well, that's just rude. And I was like, so my taking care of myself in the midst of caring for my guests, you're saying because I left them to their own devices, that was rude. And it was just interesting to me, the perspective of people who don't sometimes have good or clear boundaries, how they respond to a person who does. So my question, I guess, in sharing that story, would how do you perceive that in terms of me caring for my, choosing to care for myself and modifying the way I care for others while caring for myself? Even at a holiday time, because that was a celebration for us as well. But I still had to kind of stick with my routine to be okay.
I think that at this, I don't know, maybe at this season, or it should be at all seasons, that we provide the message of it's good to take care of yourself. And so you will always see the best of me versus the tired of me or the anxious of me. So I think that this is, boundaries is a wonderful thing. Maybe it had, we all learned that at an earlier time of our life, at the other seasons, many rains ago, you know, maybe we would be a little bit further on as far as the caretaking of ourselves. So it sounds great to me that your friends honored your request and wanted to, the best of you. And maybe they took naps too, who knows. But you know, just honoring the fact that you would do that. And I think that that's like teaching people how to have a healthier lifestyle and how to actually how to approach it so that you always are spending the best quality time with that person that you care about or that you have and have maintained a relationship with. So good to know.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm learning to do that because I have to take care of myself. In fact, I think, Sherilyn, from you and I had talked a year or so ago, you were helping me make, you know, think that boundaries are a good thing. Healthy boundaries are a good thing. Because I have this thing where I'll dig a moat around myself, around my family, that's probably about 17 miles long and about 30 miles deep. And I don't want anybody to come because my drawbridge won't even fall down that far. So if you can get across, and my moat's usually got piranhas and alligators and acid and everything inside. So, and nobody getting in. So I'm learning to fill in the moat a lot closer so that the drawbridge does span the distance. So when I allow the people in, it's like, look, we're going to do it this way. And this, I need to be healthy for me. Because if I'm not healthy for me, then I'm no good for my boys. And I don't want to not be good for them anymore. I can't be one way in public and the other way at home, just be flat out exhausted. So no, I think you're fine. And if those who don't like the way that, that their boundaries are, they can, they have two choices. They'll either die or they'll get over it. It's just to be. And knowing you well enough, Sherilyn, I don't think you were, you would not have been impolite to them, but you would have been firm and just as cordial and to make sure they understood. But if it came down to you needing to be, you know, whatever you needed to be, you were gonna handle that. And that's something
right.
too. And I'm just now learning that as well.
Yeah. So I think for me, you know, the place of thriving is the place where I can be my most authentic self. And to be that with all people and not just people who know that that's my way of being in the world, and not really offering an apology, but offering, I want to say, an expectation that, you know, when I'm tired, I rest. When I'm hungry, I eat. When I'm grumpy, and just understanding that I'm taking care of myself so that people will enjoy being in my company. I don't want to be hungry and angry or hangry, as they say, because I missed a meal trying to be social. You know what I mean? I overstayed my welcome or I overextended my time because it was what somebody expected. And then it didn't turn out so well because I know that that doesn't work for me.
No, and then you don't want to be unauthentic, right? And I love the way you do it, Sherilyn, where you go to other people's houses, and Joe, and you go out to the water. You go places, so when you're ready to leave, you just get in your car and you're gone. For me,
and one of my boundaries is I never ride with people. I never ride with people so I can leave whenever I get ready.
Yeah, I need to
I'll take people and drop them off or whatever, but I've got to take my own car.
Well, I need to do that. But, you know, it's tougher with me. I got the four little boys and me, and they're not little anymore. They got big appetites.
Not.
And so, getting an invitation to people's houses for me is a little bit more challenging. It doesn't come right readily, you know, and I don't have Rugrats and little baby kids, but still, it's a lot of mouths to feed.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do, at least if I have an event? And I guess that's what the Lord gave me, too. So we talked about how do we cope, how are we doing it. So I think a lot of it really stems from, are we willing to look inside of ourselves? Are we willing to ask for help? Are we willing to ask someone else for an impartial view of us to help us see ourselves from the outside? Because we think we're a certain way to people. Well, and so often I'm learning we're almost 180 degrees out sometimes from what we're really showing.
Mm-hmm. Or what we're perceived to be, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Right.
So, in fact, I think Thanksgiving night or way in the morning the following, you know, Black Friday, I had to ask them, I was like, why am I like this? Why do I want to have these gatherings at the house and it's so rough afterwards? And the Lord's like, well, sometimes if you want to dance, sometimes you have to throw a party.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. And I love that you said that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if I want to have something, if I want my kids to see friends and family, if I want my kids to have a festive event on their ground, on their turf, where they're comfortable, where they don't have to make any excuses for where they are, except for to me as to why that space isn't clean. I'm going to set those boundaries for them so we don't have dirty, nasty space. But they don't have to be sitting up under parents going, okay, what am I going to do now, Dad? I want to be in parents, grown folks' business.
Right.
Well, no, you need to be back over where you are or wherever the fun place is, either shooting pool or you're watching TV or you're playing games or you're outside, and you're not tearing up anybody's stuff but your own.
Correct.
You know, so I needed that dance to be here at the house. I needed that club to beating it to be open for us. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It does. It does. And like I said to you, I loved that quote. In fact, my intention was to share it, and then I forgot. But that is perfect. And me, I think I posted earlier that morning or that the day before when I was cooking, I was in my kitchen dancing, so I was having my own kind of party, you know. And I'm learning to share that space with people from time to time when I can manage it, but that it's also okay for me to dance by myself. Your circumstance is a little bit different. You've got little people depending on you, and I remember that part of my purpose in parenting was the same. I would go to my in-laws. I would stay. I would endure because I wasn't thriving. I was just kind of going through the motions because I had to do that for my children. I didn't necessarily want to be there, and we were there from sunup to sundown. And I would just be like, oh my God, I'll be so glad when this is over. So I didn't enjoy it for most of the years of my marriage where I had to do that because I wasn't in a place where I could manage all of those different personalities for 8 hours, you know, but I did it for my children.
Yeah.
But now I just have my own little party as I need to, and to not put myself in a position to have to. I want to be able to, and there's a difference. I want to get to do something versus have to do something.
And that's the difference, I think, because with me, I used to always do things because I had to. Even the words I would say, oh, I have to do this. I have to do that. But I don't have to do anything but breathe and die. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And pay taxes.
So I can pay taxes. True. And unless you're those people who are supposed to be those, what is that, some term they have now for people who don't think they need to take their exempt. I came in a term of that is. But,
I remember.
And I'm learning that. I'm learning this. It's all a process. And I think if you're listening out there right now, you really, as you're going into the holidays, you have to really understand that you can only do what you can do is healthy for you. At any opportunity for someone else to judge you some kind of way, that's really their problem. You know, it has nothing to do with you whatsoever. We're going to take a break. And again, if you're listening to the Craig Carlisle Show, please know I've got CDs to give away. So please call in. I've got CDs from Andrew Hopkins. So, Sherilyn, you called in. So I've got a CD I want to send out to you. So congratulations.
Yay. Thank you, Craig.
No problem. You've got a CD called Send Out Your Roar by Andrew Hopkins. In fact, you know what? As a part of the break, I'm going to play a song from Andrew Hopkins real quick as well. We'll get that queued up as well. And we'll be right back after these messages. So it'll be about a 5-minute break after the intro, outro, and Andrew Hopkins song. We'll be right back.
You're listening to My Dad on the Craig Carlisle Show, 104.5 WPJC, Parker J. Cole Entertainment.
For Jesus' sake, Hey, this is Bill and Pam Farrell. We want to invite you to listen to The Craig Carlisle Show because it will strengthen and inspire your life.
Encourage and equip your world.
And again, you're listening to The Craig Carlisle Show. I hope you guys have a great time. I know we are. Joanna and I were just sitting back here remarking and about how, you know, going into the Christmas holidays. And Sherilyn, and you know, you were talking with us on the green room side of the switchboard of we're going into the Christmas side of holidays, the end of the year, going into New Year's. And there's that temptation for a lot of us to go and make New Year's resolutions or to just maybe just some plans for us to do better or some things we're continuing. And what do you guys do? What do you recommend in terms of getting ourselves ready for the next big emotional, mental, physical press into a joyous time? And what do you guys suggest? And what are you all doing to prepare yourself to enjoy this holiday season, not just make it through?
Well, for me, usually I have an annual event. This will be kind of different. So I'm finding that God has other plans for me, and it's kind of like perfect timing. But I'm an artist, and I write and produce all kinds of different productions. Usually for Christmas, he gives me something that's just fabulous, and I'm working kind of as an arts coach, a worship arts coach for churches. And I would be normally in production right now. I'd have rehearsals up yin and yang and be working on set design and working with those that would be assisting with costumes if necessary. So this Christmas is a little bit different, and in a really good way, I think that God's timing is perfect. There's been some things that in the past I actually had encouraged Craig to do and actually kind of helped him put together his website and things like that. And so I have a website that I had envisioned at some point to include a podcast. And so probably about maybe 5 years ago, I had everything ready, including the microphone, to get it up and going. Mm-hmm. And again, going with God's timing, I'm not sure what happened to it, but I did a little test run, and it wasn't until just recently when God said, I need you to follow me in this direction, that I remembered my podcast. And amazing things happened within the last 3 or 4 weeks, actually. And so I've started my podcast. So now I find myself revisiting what I'm passionate about, and it's talking about the arts and how the arts can be infused with the worship service and using arts as another language to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So now that I have another artsy project to work on.
You need to give the title of that podcast. So.
It's called Salt and Light Arts Podcast, and I am still kind of a little newbie to it, but I'm offering devotional studies that actually focus on where God started to use the arts, and I used how the arts are used in worship. And so there's an actual place for it, and so that's kind of my busy work right now. I'm playing with different ideas. So as I'm approaching the Christmas season, it's going to be a little bit different because I'm not going to be in production mode as I usually am, which takes me to a whole different place. So the productions is my form of worship. It's after writing what God has given me vision for and then actually working with those individuals and watching them, how the Holy Spirit works within them as they grow in whatever the production or the script has, and bringing that script to life. That is my worship. And so that's like my Christmas present back to Christ and thanking him for those things. So I don't want to call it a distraction, but it's a great way for me to tap into who he is in my life and who I'm dependent on. And so I'm looking at the podcast to do the same. I am in the midst of writing another production, but probably it'll be for February. So just working with original artists and their poetry to do something at the end of February. So the arts is my therapy. It helps me a lot, and that's why I can say I can go down to the beach and hear the waves of the ocean that spin the poetry to me, because truly I hear something and I'm inspired and I feel at peace to return to whatever I'm working on or whatever I'm going through at the time. So that's how I deal with it. So the first of the year, it's like you're saying, Craig, it's kind of already planned out. I know I have certain productions that I need to get a kickstart on it. And now with this wonderful opportunity to have the Salt and Light Arts podcast, putting that into my regimen, into my flow of what I do every day, like brush your teeth. You brush your teeth every day. What's your timeline for Salt and Light Arts podcast? Because I believe that there are other artists that are out there and they just don't know that they have a place in the kingdom. They have a calling that can do that. So.
Sure. What about you, Sherilyn? What are you doing getting geared up for the Christmas and the New Year?
Well, actually, I'm gearing down is what I'm doing. I think one of the things that I started about 4 years ago is, you know, I don't take new clients or anything the last quarter of the year. I focus on enriching the lives of those who I'm already connected with. I spend a lot of that time assessing how I've done for the year and making a better plan than the one I had the previous year. So I usually start, even with my holiday celebrations, like if I went to several parties and I did this or did that, you know, what parts of it did I enjoy? Do I want any of it to become a tradition? Or am I going to make some changes and do something different? Like Joanne was talking about going to the beach. You know, I changed the tradition a few years ago. I make a Thanksgiving that's pretty elaborate. And then at Christmas, I make a pot of gumbo and I have comfort food and I read a book and I enjoy my family the night before. And if they want to go to everybody's house on the planet and do all kinds of fun things, we don't hold each other to a holiday ritual. We just really kind of let each other be whatever it is that we need to be for that time to be okay. And I love that part of my life. I love that people who have traditions enjoy them. If it's what going out to the suburbs to look at the Christmas lights, doing all of that. I unfortunately don't come from a family who we had a lot of that. I kind of raised myself. So the traditions that I enjoy, some of them I inherited from ex-spouse or, you know, new things or whatever, but I create my own and I don't have anything I'm married to in terms of I must do this or that. But what I must do is figure out better ways to enjoy what God has provided for me and be a good steward over that, particularly my joy and making sure that I don't neglect that deposit that he's made and that I don't take for granted that joy has purpose. It keeps me from being in a place where I don't tend to thrive. So I have the word live and breathe all over my house to remind me just how important it is to do things that manifest God's glory in my life and that bring me joy as a part of my worship for the life that he's given me and part of my thanksgiving for that. So in short, I do work during that time as a part of my planning and creating good outcomes for my clients and for those who will be coming into my life. At the same time, I gear down to have a thriving following year. So I don't spend a lot of time laboring over holiday cleaning and putting up trees. I do those things, but I don't spend most of my time with those. They're temporary. It's kind of like I really want to enjoy the marriage and not so much the wedding planning.
Well, I'm going to send my kids to Memphis to come and see you so I can gear down myself. And
you just send them right on.
Yeah, that'll work.
Send them to Auntie Sherilyn.
I hear that. We are coming up on our Shell T's Comedy Corner time. We're going to go to a very quick break. I know Shell T is already out there. I see her on the line. Enjoyed you two ladies being right here on the line and in the studio with me. Can you listen to the Craig Carlisle Show? We'll be right back with Shell T's Comedy Corner.
You're listening to My Dad on the Craig Carlisle Show. 104.5 WPJC.
Who you hire as your realtor matters. You need a realtor who looks out for your best interests and not their own. Marie Clark with Allison James Estates is a full-time realtor, specializing in helping first-time homebuyers in Temecula and the surrounding area. She is also a ministry leader. Today, why don't you choose Marie Clark to buy or sell your next home? Please call 951-265-6259.
You're listening to My Dad on the Craig Carlisle Show, 104.5 WPJC, Parker J. Cole Entertainment.
And we're back to the Craig Carlisle Show. Hope you're having a great, great time. And this is like one of my favorite segments like on Earth right now. Now, this is no shade I'm throwing to any guests I either just had or will have, but there's always something special about Shelty's Comedy Corner. Shelty, you out there?
Shelty, yes, I'm here. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Hey, you know what's funny? I think I like your segment only because I get to bag on my kids and the fact that I'm a parent. And I thought last week we were talking about the fires and it just, in my case, just driving by, being in the vicinity and let the asthma just choke them all out. But you know how it is.
Oh man, it's crazy, man, and it's been a big week. Everybody enjoy their Thanksgiving? Did you guys have a great Thanksgiving?
I did, except for I didn't like the cleanup, man. It's too much to clean up.
Wow, I don't even understand why you're cleaning up. You just said you had kids, right? I don't get it. What happened?
Well, you know, I want it done right, and I don't want to yell and scream, so I wanted to
I want it done right. Yeah, never going to happen.
Well, you sent me those pictures one time of the food left on the spoon that was sitting in the dish drying rack.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was
nice
already been cleaned.
Piece of butter. Yeah, a nice piece of peanut butter right on the tip, like it was artwork. Yeah. I thought it was art. I thought somebody had a museum in the kitchen that they were capturing the moment of what washed peanut butter looked like. I don't know what it was, but I just said okay. I said okay. That's my life.
Well, you know me, I had the piece of chicken bone. I had a chicken wing. So, you know, that very tip of the chicken wing with the feathers on the very further. Yeah, it was just laying on the floor right next to the trash can.
It looked like artwork, didn't it?
It was.
I think it was. Millions. If parents just sit there and took a picture of the ridiculousness of what happens after kids clean up, we could literally put it in a museum and charge people to come see the amazingness of nonsense. It's amazing. I love it. I love it.
In my house, my case, I actually just told the kids, someone take the trash out. So the trash had just gone out. So that was sitting next to an empty trash can.
Yeah. Yeah. And they saw it when they moved the trash can. I guarantee you they did. And somebody said, you pick it up. No, you pick it up. No, I'm not going to pick it up. You pick it up. And then they left. And that was it. And it was done. And it became art. Because, you know, this is Shelty's Comedy Corner, real life. You can laugh at. And I just want everybody to think back on their Thanksgiving. And tell me how many things you experienced that I'm about to talk about. First of all, you talked about cooking. And how many of you had that family member that you told to bring paper cups and ice, and they decided to try to bring a main dish? Anybody?
Not this time.
I don't know why they don't understand. If I tell you to bring ice, it's because you can't cook, and we know that. That's why we don't have Thanksgiving at your house anymore. 12 people got sick last year, and we all realized it was because of you. Don't bring mac and cheese to the mac and cheese. Mac and cheese and potato salad, you need references and a background check if you're even going to make macaroni cheese and potato salad during holidays. You can't just pop up.
Macaroni and cheese, you have to be at least 60 years old, or you have to have references from your grandmother and your great-grandmother before you can even bring macaroni and cheese and potato salad to the family meal. I don't understand. And how many of you got to the house because they told you dinner would be ready at 3 o'clock? You did not only not eat before you got there, you didn't eat the day before, and you still didn't eat until 7 o'clock that night. How many of you?
No, that wasn't one of them this year.
Yes, so I'm going to try to help you. This is something to help you before Christmas time comes up. Make sure you eat before you come, because in most houses, 3 o'clock is only the time that they've actually put the food in to the oven. They still have to take showers at 4:45 and 5 o'clock. How many of you guys got that family member that constantly comes to the house? They come late, which means they don't help do anything, but they make a to-go plate before they make their plate. Anybody?
Wow,
how do you start off the foil? I don't understand. How do you came with Tupperware? You didn't bring bottled water. How do you have Ziploc bags? I'm confused. Help me. Oh, you're fixing a plate for Ray Ray? Why didn't Ray Ray come in? Oh, because Ray Ray don't like your mama. Okay. So we going to fix a plate for Ray Ray because he's sitting in the car because he don't like your people. I'm going to need Ray Ray to stop at Chick-fil-A and get him some sandwiches and some waffle fries. Ray Ray gets none of this?
You cold.
I don't know. I just watch
you
it every
cold.
Year and it just blows my mind.
So you have so many hats coming up here.
How many hats? Woo, 29 days, December 22nd, so many hats, live stand-up comedy special. I am so excited. It's going to be an awesome, awesome, amazing night.
Congrats.
Yes. Say that again,
Who's
I hear you.
She said congrats.
Thank you. I'm so excited. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be an awesome night of comedy, live stand-up, DVD, taping, and I'm blown away with what God is doing. He is just blowing my mind left and right. So I am beyond excited. So at the Historical Amphitheater, Vallejo, California, show starts. And I can agree with you in regards to the intimacy and the connection with what you're doing, and comedy is just so intimate because I'm the only one on stage. I told people, they said, yes, I'm getting so-and-so a Christmas gift for they're going to buy a ticket. It's a Christmas gift. I said, that's a lot of pressure. What about money? And means their Christmas gift sucks for this year. I don't know if we should do that.
That is funny. Who else is going to be on the show with you on So Many Hats?
So Many Hats. We have Tamara Yes Lord Edwards is coming through vocally. Anika Evans. We have Salachi Vaz, phenomenal Christian rap artist. We also have Loriana Gardier, and it's going to be hosted by the storyteller Tiffany James. If you guys are in the area or you want to purchase tickets for a gift for someone, hey, in Jesus' name, let the Lord use you. you can go right to shellteefunny.com, purchase tickets, go to my website, check things out. But I'm excited and blown away. It's going to be a phenomenal night.
You know, Shelty, we haven't done, we want to go ahead and do is we want to give away, of course, two of the DVDs after they're done and cut and you're distributing. I want to get away two on the air. And I also need to give two away to any caller that, especially from the Bay Area, that if you're really going to go and you call in, and I've got CDs, of course, from Andrew Hopkins giving away still, and I want to give away two tickets to your show from a person who's called in from the Bay Area. So as you continuing to promote and, you know, tell them, hey, you've got tickets given away. I know Truth FM is helping out with that, and I know we want to be a part of supporting your ministry as well.
Oh, amen. Glory to God. Let the Spirit flow. Oh, do you feel it? Ah, there it is. Reach up and grab it. Jesus. Yes, we will definitely put that out. Thank you so much. It's just a blessing to be able to be here with the Craig Carlisle Show, and looking forward to seeing how God's going to continue to expand and explode in this time in your life. I'm thankful. Oh, Lord.
Now, next week and next two Saturdays, you know, continue to, you know, as you're coming in and listening to the Shell T's Comedy Corner, you know, Shell, you know, give us a little taste of, you know, some what some people may experience. Because unfortunately, not all of us are going to be able to come up to the Bay. I'm going. I'm bringing my kids. We've already got our VIP tickets already purchased. And we're driving, so we're ready. But for those of you who didn't, you know, maybe next couple weeks, give them a little taste of what you may give them on stage. Just a little something.
All right. Basically, it's going to be a lot of what I talk about now because my kids still live in my house. So, yeah. Yes,
did you just let them go to your show actually and say anything to you after the show about you talking about them?
Oh, absolutely. Why do you always talk about me? Why do you always give me reasons to? And then I told one the other day, I said, hey, look, we got to check. Suck it up. Take one for the team. Deal with it.
Well, maybe you should tell him, look, if you weren't doing this way, we'd be broke. So be excited. You're contributing to the household finance.
You want to eat, don't you? Well, let me tell these jokes quick, man.
Your nonsense
is a hot commodity. Pedicles land with me.
Wow. Just give the address again where people can buy your ticket as we're getting ready to close.
ShellTCHELLETFunny.com.
Let's do it again. And then on social media, if you want to follow you,
Shell T Funny. I'm funny all over the place, and I'm always Shell T. So you can find me Shell T Funny on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Well, that's awesome. I tell you what, you're listening to the Craig Carlisle Show. It's been an amazing day having Coach Sherilyn Payton out there with us on all the way from Memphis, Tennessee, and Joanne Hoy in the house. I tell you, we really couldn't have done this without you. And continue to follow us on social media. Continue to send your comments. Continue to call in. We've got giveaways now for so many hats. We've got giveaways for send out your roar. There's always something you can get here, even if it's just a good hello and a good word and a good feeling and a good vibe. So we'll see you all again next week right here on the Craig Carlisle Show. See you all. Bye-bye.
I hope you've enjoyed our show today. We've had a blast doing it. Make sure you check out the Craig Carlisle Show every Saturday, 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific, on blogtalkradio.com. If you've missed an episode, check out our archives. You won't want to miss it.